Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle Ndege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And so it is, and so we let it be as we get ready to go deep down in consciousness and experience the truth of who we are by simply saying yes. This is Valerie Joy, activating the deep cry within each and every one of us, because as long as we are on this planet, there is always something that we're going to feel in bondage to. It's part of the journey. It's time to be set free. Drink up this prayer. Valerie Joy, set me free. And so it is, and so we let it be. Usher, and we'll be back with the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. You ready? Let's pray.
Talk to me. Hear my plea. Set me free. By all that I see, by all of the tears flooding through me,
surrender my desire. I need to change my way of seeing, desiring you in everything. I need to change my way of being. To see from your perspective, desiring you in everything.
Seen from God's perspective, and desiring you, desiring God in everything. I mean, just think about that. If we see from God's perspective, if we see, desire God in all things, what does that look like? It means so many things to each and every one of us. How are you viewing your life? What if the challenges, the pain, the struggle that you're going through is just the perfect ingredients for your transformation? What if the pain, the struggles, the heartaches that you're going through and growing through is simply an answered prayer? What would you say then? You probably say, well, God didn't hear my prayer. that's for you to ponder. Just think of what you're moving through, the challenges, things that you want to be set free from. You know, things that are fine, that we're grateful for, that's fine. But there are things that just, you know, they just kind of, they got us. They're just right there. Just behind the thought, behind the makeup, behind the words. The things that just sit on our hearts. And we're trying to navigate and hoping today will be the perfect day for the answered prayer. And then sometimes we go to bed still feeling like we didn't receive the answer. How would your life shift if you truly, truly desire to see all that you're going through and growing through God's eyes? That no matter how bad you call it, no matter how good it is, you say, God is the only thing that's happening. It is about spiritual maturity. I'm aware of that. But that's what the journey of life is about. It is about becoming aware, growing and maturing to seeing God in all things. Yeah, bud, get your butt out of the way. Ain't nobody interested in looking at your butt right now. Your butt is obscuring the truth. We're not interested. Yes, this thing called life, this thing called you. How do we move through it? How do we navigate it? When we're seeking peace of mind, well, place your order. We are getting ready to serve some soul food for your consciousness. We're taking your orders right now. Just go ahead and make your order. And here's a secret. We didn't tell everybody. Just you and I, okay? It's on the house. So go crazy. Let's go crazy. No, I'm not going to go that crazy. Stop it. Oh, boy. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you may be. A short version of our welcoming, because we need to drop into it real quick. We trust the flow. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you certainly make a difference. You can't help but make a difference. Right now you're making a difference with the thoughts you're thinking. you get to choose with what you're feeling. If you're feeling heavy, you're creating something. If you're feeling light, you're creating something. And it's okay when you create, when you're creating something heavy, it applies pressure on the truth of who you are. And the heavy emotion that you're carrying gets so painful. And you silently, deep down within yourself, ask for help. So the heavy emotions that you're feeling squeeze it out, the truth of who you are. And when that is happening, it feels painful. Feel like, I can't do this anymore. It feels painful. So you've been given an opportunity for the truth of who you are to be revealed. Because the truth of who you are, say, no, don't carry that. It's not for you. Let it go. I feel all this pain. And the truth of who you are says, I know. That's what I'm telling you. Let it go. Pay attention inward now. That's what the pain is about. Let it go. And when you let it go, you are set free. I don't know about you, but I want to say, now, if I say it without thinking about it, I might say 95% of what I worry about never happened. If I think about it, I say, well, maybe 70% of what I worried about. But here's the thing. No matter if 100% of the things you worried about happened, when it's happening, you are different because you realize you have to do something about it. Then you might either find out how easy it was. It wasn't as difficult as you thought. You learned something new about yourself. Or you realize you still have anger issues. Or you realize that you're still holding on. Or you realize that, you know, there's some growing that needs to happen. You need to learn to detach from things sometimes and not be so caught up. So, if you must worry, go right ahead. But you don't have to. And sometimes it goes beyond the conscious mind. I know that. I know. It's something, it's a mechanism. It's like it kicks in. Sometimes, you know, if we're not worrying about something, there's a thought. It's like there's a programming inside of us saying, oh my God, I'm too relaxed. I'm too peaceful. Oh, I need to worry about something. We convince ourselves that if we're not worrying about something, then we're not doing the work. Why not sit in a place of no worry? A place and a space where you say, God, Goddess, Spirit, Life, Higher Self, Infinite Intelligence, I don't know. Great ones, I don't even know if there's anybody listening, but you know, I give up. You just handle it. Because I just don't know what to do. And allow life to happen through and as you. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am is your host. The I Am Presence. Is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. As we all just today set the intention to be free. It's like, you know what? I give it up. Whenever I find myself picking it up within my thoughts, I just say, oh, let it go. I drop it so quick like it's hot. Because it is. Some things we don't need to pick up. Because you ain't strong enough to hold it. I welcome all of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. My Atlanta folks, DC folks, somewhere, what's that, Las Vegas, I think. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you listening online, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your presence, your pre-essence. And within radio listeners, thank you for tuning in and saying yes. And, of course, our archive listeners. If you're listening again, I trust, pray, declare that just by listening again, you're going to hear something you didn't hear before, and you will catch an awareness that shifts your life beyond more, so much more than you can describe. Like, I don't know what it was. I don't know. Something just happened. I've heard it many times. I've heard people say that, but something just happened in me. And that declaration goes for the show today. And right now, underneath me, every time I say that now, I think of Tamara Joy, because she likes cracky, doesn't it? Underneath you, huh? Deva Pramal and Mitern, Gayatri Mantra. And they're going to be here next week. What date is that? I think that's on a Monday. And guess who's going to be joining them? Ready? Ricky Byers Beckwith. Ooh, Ricky Byers Beckwith is coming back. Oh, yes, she is. Come on now. Y'all need to get a little bit excited more than that. I thought you guys would be happy to hear that Ricky Byers is coming back. What's wrong with you people? Come on now. Okay, make me feel good and just get happy for no reason. Be happy for no reason. Go ahead. I dare you. You're last. Are you happy for no reason? Hello? Don't pay attention. You better unmute yourself, girl. All right, Celeste is not paying attention. She is not paying attention. Celeste. Oh, she's tripping now. All right, we'll come back to Celeste. Celeste went to sleep. She must have just went into meditation. But anyway, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and his co-producer is not present. She is missing in action. And today, yes, today we are serving soul food for your consciousness. Supporting you. Okay, I'm coming to you now. She's awake, wiping away all the drool and sleep in her eyes. She's clearing her throat, trying to act like she ain't sleeping. And then you go, did I wake you? You know when people call you 4 o'clock in the morning, did I wake you? You're like, no, lie. Both of y'all are lying, because of course you woke them up. It's early, 7 o'clock in the morning. And then you go, no, you didn't wake me up. I need to get up anyway. Answer the question. Yes, you woke me up. Celeste, did I wake you up?
No, you had to wake my phone up, Life Coach, today.
Oh.
It wouldn't, you know, light up so that I can unclick the mute button.
I know about that. I know you were tripping. Oh, God. Did you say some colorful
words? You know it. I'm just trying to go float, you know? I mean, I also prepared a very, very special gift for you and the listeners. You know my favorite time of year is coming up. And well, I know why.
28-day cycle? Take it how you want. I just said 28-day cycle. That's what it is. Okay, but go ahead. You know I like to mess with people spiritually. Because no matter how you look at it, I'm right.
And you know, so
okay,
powerful about what you're saying is I really want to talk to you and the listeners when you feel the time is right about the harvest moon in Pisces, and that is connected to the feminine expression of moon time. So it is
right.
A very powerful time for women and men. You guys, you know, we're all made up of more than at least 70% water, right? But with women, we have extra power. So you might want to be careful there.
I don't know about all of that. Hey, slow down. I was agreeing with you. That was my extra power. Just because, well, y'all got some power, I got to admit. And
our bodies flow in time with the moon. And as women, it's very important that we are conscious about what the moon is doing when our body is also responding.
But check
the power
this out.
There. What?
Doesn't it take a lot of energy? Ooh, I heard that. What? you can smell. What? See, doesn't it take a lot of power for us men to deal with you when you're going through your what? It's kind of hot. So it takes power to be grounded, to kind of just hold you out when you are moving through the flow, when life is flowing through you. That takes a lot of power, doesn't it? Oh, I am really getting myself in trouble here, aren't I?
But it does take a lot of power, but there's an element that is still feminine that can help you. It's called water. You drink it, and you get her to drink it, too. I believe you actually have a show in the archives about moon cycles and drinking water when things are getting rough and the ground is getting shaky. Get some water.
Well, let's just say I'm reaching for my water now because somehow I feel like you're right in my face. I'm like, all right, Sister Fran, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Well, if I'm that close up, can I have a hug? Hi.
Oh, you're all up in my face. You got to change your energy if you want a hug. I can't hug that. I might get burned up.
Okay.
You got to bring that feminine essence that makes me want to hug you and not let go. Come on now. Try differently.
Okay. Well, I'm letting the water flow and wash all over me, and I'm meeting my friend at the sacred well to say thank you. Hi.
Good afternoon. Come here. Let me give you a hug. Look at you all in your femininity. I want to give you a hug because I want a hug. So come here.
Thank you.
Come here. Oh, you smell good.
I bathe today. I use water.
Don't be spotting nothing. So, like, what is going on with these two? Well, if you can't handle it, you got issues.
You know, all I have to say, family, is a full moon in Pisces. There's your water. Harvest moon during the time of Virgo. So you get to get organized and intense. And what else is going on today? Then Venus and Scorpio. It's a hot time. Because Scorpio and Pisces are both water, but, you know, Scorpio's kind of saucy. Shoot, you don't know. You better find out. But you know that Scorpio's kind of saucy and sexy and hot all into its own. And then you have Venus helping it out. So Venus is in Scorpio until October 7th. And you got a full moon in the autumn equinox. So,
let's get it on. I'm hearing Monica.
You better gather your cards. It's going to be a long winter, y'all. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Go ahead. Let's behave. People are here to receive. They place their order for soul food. And we're cutting up. I mean, how unsacred, how unspiritual we're being. I mean,
really?
Come on now. Yeah, people are here to get their soul food. And we're just running up for the jib or whatever that statement is. We said be what?
We can behave or we can be have. Which one do you want to do?
Yes, because I want to be have because when I be, I can have all that I need, all that I want, all that I desire, and I can have my listeners coming back for more. Come back for more. Okay, I'm stopping. So let's do it now.
Okay. I'm doing it now. Hello, beautiful people. Life coach today? Get out the studio if you want me to do this.
Nothing. I'm leaving the room right now.
All right, go get some tea.
Okay.
All right. I got the mic. Yeah. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss them live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. And if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook, but just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button fill in the email, you can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach today? Any time of the day? Yes, you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of September is surrender to your greatness. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Life Coach Today already let the cat out the bag. We've got Deva and Mitten Pramal joining Life Coach Today, as well as Ricky Byers Beckwith on Monday for a powerful conversation about their sacred music. We may also be playing music featured by Deva and Mitten during that show, as well as Ricky. So you want to make sure that you are there. Be sure to join Ambassa Sofera for the play experience as well. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, usually aired on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. You can also find me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Connect with introspective tools like tarot, black angel cards, and medicine cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click on the Life Conversations menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to the Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today radio show like pages on Facebook and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm listening to you. I'm thinking we certainly give them a lot of reason, a lot of opportunity to donate. So if you can't do it on the website, you can go to the fan pages, and there's so many of them. Like many ways to get to us. thank you, Celeste. You're going to be back soon and yes, for Celestial Moment and questions and so much more. All right, my friend. Thank you very much. See you soon.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out, homie.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. You know that already. Why am I even telling you? I don't know. It's just something to do. The number is 347-426-3346. Call in and let's get your life fixed. Cheesy, but cheesy is always good because people remember. Let's see. Let me pull from the cheesy archive. Don't go a day without Life Coach at a. Okay. What is going on here? Let's just have in a moment. Oh, okay, I get it. So let's go deeper. Let's. The chef is here. The spiritual chef. The spiritual restaurant is open, and everybody can. Everybody's welcomed. Now let's lay a foundation here. I just want to have a conversation with y'all. I just want to. It's so much. There's so much moving in me, and yesterday when Celeste and I were talking about the show, there's just so much coming up. And I watch my my spiritual growth. the changes that I'm going through, the things that I'm realizing, recognizing, areas of my life that I've mastered, areas of my life that I'm still in training. It's like, damn, I thought I finished this training. I'm still in class? Okay, all right. And every time I go to my advisors, they said, nah, you need to tweak some things. They ask me questions I wasn't expecting. But when I look at what I'm moving through, I sometimes question, so the areas of my life where I'm challenged, the sometimes the struggles that I experience, the pain that I experience, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm not a good student? Does that mean I'm not paying attention? Does that mean, you know, or maybe what I'm going through, it's just perfect from where I am so that I may see what I need to see. Then I think of people that I work with, and as you know, we've been doing this holistic healing in the park. With this last Sunday was the second event, and meeting people, doing readings for people, and one of the things that come up the most, and it happens when people call the show for when we have readers, psychics, intuitives, people want to know about their jobs. They want to know about a career. They want to know about money. They want to know about relationships. And I often, because I feel like I stay in question, in the question realm, always asking, always wanting to get clarity, because life is so mysterious. There's so much that we don't know. And that we know. What do I mean by that? On a conscious level, if we're listening, paying attention to what we know on a conscious level, that's kind of limited. But in the realm, in the space, that pure awareness realm, where all things exist, every question that you can ever ask, if you go to that center of pure awareness, the answers are there. So, and we are one with that pure awareness. We are the pure awareness. But even though some of us get it, for some of us, it could be, what do you mean by this pure awareness? The pure awareness is pure, it's not tainted, it's not limited, it knows all. Pure awareness is God. Pure awareness is where everything is created. Pure awareness is aware. Aware of all. It knows all, and you are that. But still, on a human level, we still go through life's challenges, and we say, I don't know. I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know what God is trying to tell me. I am one with God, but I really don't know what God is trying to tell me. But if I am pure awareness, I know that to be true. It can't be anything but that. And I don't care what you tell me. That's my truth. This lifetime, I am that. So we are pure awareness. We say, we talk about being love, and love is what we need. We need to look after each other. We can have this spiritual conversation. But what about the next level of development when we move beyond talking about it but embodying it and recognizing, or not even recognizing, giving ourselves some space to see, you know, the challenges that I'm going through. Maybe there's something more about it. Maybe there is something here. It's kind of tricky because, and I always tell people, we got to be gentle with ourselves because we're living in the realm of the spiritual realm and the realm of humanity, and it is challenging to navigate
the human experience sometimes. And the spiritual experience, that's easy because it's simple. But the challenge is, how do we marry the two? So I'm often asking, why so much pain? Why so much heartache? When people say to me, I want to know, I have a vision, and I want to know if that vision would ever manifest. And I know that if your consciousness is deep enough, wide enough to catch the vision, to see the vision, then you are equipped to birth the vision. But sometimes the vision seems so big that we think we're not equipped to give birth. Now, that is an analogy. You look at a baby inside of a woman, it's so bigger than when it's gonna, where it's going to come out from. But somehow the body does what it needs to do for it. 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds baby to come out that little hole. I don't know how it works. If I think about it, it would hurt my brain, so I won't right now. The vision is so big like a baby, but somehow it still gets to come out of that hole. It's just that simple, but not always easy. So how do we see the sacred in the challenges that we're moving through? How do we see how do we see God in the pain? How do we see God when we have a big vision and we're going after it and we're losing everything that we've got or that we had, you know? But somehow the vision keeps pulling us forward. One of the main things that come up is this. This topic, oh my God, this topic is one of the most attractive topics. You know what it is. Y'all know what it is. It's the topic of money. And I go back and forth about this thing called money. It's like, why does it seem to have a strong hold on us? That we are so clear that we know why we're here, we know our purpose, we know our passion, we know we are rooted in God, we know we are one with God, but then we say, yeah, but I still need money. I mean, we also say, for those of us who believe that, but so those who don't, or don't understand it, excuse me, that thoughts create reality. So here's something for the spiritually matured folks who are registered for the money class. I'm not even going to call it spiritual nothing. It's just money. I did a reading for someone this Sunday, and when she sat down, and so I asked her, I said, "What's your question? What's on your heart?" And she was like, well, I don't know. There's so much on my heart and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't even know how to put it. And I said to her, okay, let's try this. Let's try this on. I said, let's imagine you have a magic wand right now. And you can create anything that you want. You know, with the magic wand, you can create whatever you want. So you don't have to worry about asking for too much and not asking this, asking for the right thing. You can create as much as you want. You can just use your magic wand. Ding, ding. It's just appearing. So what would be the first thing? She said, oh, I know that. Money. Money. And we both laughed. I get it. I understand it. You know, so we narrowed it down to money. And as I was working with her, really, the focus moved from money, and it became something else. And she's an example of what most of us who are recognizing who we are, walking on the spiritual path, is we use money or use our environment or circumstances as the thing that is blocking us, is hindering us. Here's what I want you to try emphasize, something that was downloaded this morning. Think about what you think. Think about what you think about. Yeah, think about what you think about.
But I want you to just think about what you think money would do for you. Extra money, having money, more money, unlimited money. Those of you who are challenged with money now, there are others who money is not the issue. But you have a big vision. There's some other things that you say you want. Maybe not the right building, or don't have the right business partner, or don't know when to leave your 9-to-5 because you're feeling something in your heart, it's time to leave, or you want to learn something else. You want to be a, you want to be a spiritual teacher, or a life coach, or whatever, or you want to go into ministry, or whatever it is. But there is something that is that you say you don't have, like a car or whatever. But I want to actually stay with the money thing. Let's go to the money thing. Let's come back to the money thing. Because money has a way of just saying, shows up in all of it. Let's stay with the money thing. Because that's, let me stay with what I got. Okay? Don't do too much. Just come back to what you got. Now, people would say, I know that I must listen to my heart. I know that blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying it's not important, but I'm saying blah, blah, blah because we do all this, I know, and then we'll come back and say, but one needs money to do that, so here's the download. Think about what you think money will provide for you. If you had the extra money, here's an example. People would say, well, you know, with money you can do more. You're free to buy what you need. You're free to make more of an impact. You know, with money, there's less stress. Some people have money, and they'll say, yeah, you obviously don't have money. But think about the powers that you've given to money. Think about the power you've given to the things that you say you want, need, desire in order to move forward. Just kind of sit with that and see what you think is hindering you, why you can't move forward, the power you've given to what you think is hindering you, blocking you. Now, I hope you got it. The power you have given to the things that are blocking you from moving forward lives in you. So in order to move forward, you must understand, you must embrace, you must embody the freedom that you believe money will give you. If it's a relationship, you want to be in a relationship, but, you know, I just don't, you know, people are not so open, they don't tell the truth, you can't trust anybody, and blah, 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 blah. I want to be in a relationship, but men are not this, women are not that. Whatever power you've given relationship that you think is getting in your way, you must claim that for you. So if you think people are not open or not trustworthy or people got hidden agenda, you must embody that in the sense that what I mean by that is recognize that in you. Recognize that you sometimes have hidden agendas. Especially, we have spiritual agendas when it comes to spiritual conversation. Well, you know, we have all this wonderful spiritual talk, but underneath there's pain. People have spiritual agendas that take you out for lunch because they're feeling loneliness, they're feeling whatever, or they want to manipulate you to do something for them, but they don't know how to ask you. We all have hidden agendas. If you can see, if you can bring the projection back to yourself, be it judgment or acceptance, you get to set yourself free. Now, people say, I've even asked the question, well, I understand freedom. I understand myself as freedom. Or what if I accept the freedom that I say money brings? What if I accept that I am loving, but other people are still the same? No. If you're having that conversation, you haven't accepted it. Because once you shift in consciousness, you will have a different experience. You can't. It's impossible for you to shift in consciousness and still experience something that you used to experience. What do I mean by that? Let's just say that. Let's use family for an example. There was a time where you were afraid to express your who you are. We don't have to call it spiritual, but we can use that. You're just being true to yourself, being at peace, telling your truth, because you think your parents are hard on you, your sisters, or brothers, they believe something different from you, or they see you as a black sheep, or they see you as the one that moved away from the state and gone to another state or in another country, and you feel like they don't like me, they don't understand me, they don't get me. Now, that's the old way of being, right? And you did your work. That you start to accept yourself, that you realize that what they think about you is none of your business. And you really got it, that you've learned to love yourself. And then you find yourself around them again, and you can hear some things that they're saying, and you can say, oh my God, I remember a year ago, if they said that to me, I would have been mad. Or maybe sometimes you didn't even know they said it to you until you're driving home or on your way in the plane home. It's like, wow, I'm just thinking about what my brother said to me. Oh, he was trying to attack me? Oh, I didn't even know. I thought he was joking. Because you shift in consciousness, you get to be differently. So, as Celeste was saying earlier, because you be different, you have a different experience. So if you accept, going back to what you think is blocking you, hindering you, if you accept the qualities, the power that you've given to something or someone, and say, you know what, let me bring it closer to me. Everything that you think is getting in your way of moving forward, if you accept it in yourself and embody and embrace it, you will have a different experience. You'll shift in consciousness, and your shift in consciousness will send out a different vibration. Now, from the human level, from the egoic mind, your mind could be like, okay, now that I shift, because I know, I came out of that meditation, I just know, when I left that class, I know I'm not the same anymore. Okay, now where's the money? Oh, now where's the boyfriend? Now where's the girlfriend? Oh, when you do that, you've gone back, you've regressed. Because there's really no trust. So your work is to do the spiritual practice so that you can stay in alignment with the gifts of your soul, the gifts of your transformation. Because we are conditioned to always, well, you got to be real, you got to be real, you got to face reality. Well, we're talking about reality with capital R. What is the real reality? That God is all there is. Some people will say, yeah, I get that, but there's evil. You can't deny that people do evil things. I didn't say that. I said God is all there is. How can you say God is all there is, but people do evil things? I say God is all there is, and people do evil things. They don't go together. Yes. Evil is going against the law. Evil comes from separation. Fear comes from separation. Doubt, worry comes from separation, thinking you're separated from God, thinking, believing that you're separated from the law of life, thinking you're separated from all that is, and because you think, believe you're separated, you think for your life to work, it depends on you. And when I say you, I'm talking about the physical mind, the five senses. But when you realize that you are part of a divine life plan, that you're just you're an extra in the movie of life, And you're the extra, you're the main character, you're the director, and you're still being directed by the law of life. When we start looking at the challenges, and it's not easy. I have my moments. I was sharing, what was it, yesterday, I think. I had a moment, or two, or three. But rather than, well, I did. I'll share it again. Well, the overview. I went through an experience, and it was painful. It was heavy. And when the emotions, when I connected with it, it was so heavy, and I judged myself because of what the emotions was bringing up. I judged myself. I was just, I was dancing with shame. I was dancing with not enough. And I just couldn't catch up. Oh, they were experts. Shame, not enough, judgment. Oh, they're experts in what they do. I thought I could catch up, but they were whooping my ass. And then suddenly I got this tap on my consciousness. No, don't dance with that emotion. It's coming up to be released. This is not a reflection of you not being enough. This is an emotion that you've, this is a thought that you've been carrying about yourself. Now it's generated this emotion, and today is the time for you to let it go. And I was given the opportunity, rather than hold on to the emotion like, I can't believe I'm going through this and all that BS, I just had a tap on my consciousness. No, let it go. It's not yours. The fire of transformation is cleaning you out, cleaning it out. Don't judge yourself. Don't identify with it. Release and let go. And then I was able to go, and on top of that, it gave me such a deeper insight to times when I've judged myself when I've gone through something challenging. Like, wow. So when I am going through something challenging, rather than judge myself about what is going on, I can just kind of step back a little. Like, let me step back and see what is really going on here. That's when you transform what you're scared about. You transform into something sacred. You get to see life in your pain. You get to see life in your struggles. You get to see life. Life is happening through you. Life is happening for you. Another example, a friend of mine, we were talking a few days ago, and she said, you know, when I listen to us talk, we seem to be, it's like what we're talking about right now seems to, we've been talking about it for the past 2 years. And I want to have a different experience. She said, from the outside looking in, it can look like we're not growing. And I was listening, but there's a part of me that went, ouch, ouch. It's like, oh my God, I don't like the sound of this. But as I kept listening, I was in touch with, I know that there are parts of my, there are places in my life, parts of my life that I'm growing beyond my own imagination. There's some things that are happening inside of me that I don't even know how to put it in words. There are not enough words to describe where the growth is happening, and for her too. But there seems to be this cover story. There seems to be this, yeah, that's what I call a cover story that seems familiar. Now, for me, I had a choice. I could say, oh, my God, you're right. This conversation is familiar, and we're still having the same conversation. That means I'm not growing. Maybe. Maybe. And we get to choose. But then I thought, well, what if the cover story is what keeps us doing the work? What if all that you're struggling through, all that you're feeling, the issues that you're having with your wife, your husband, your neighbors, your landlord, the money issue, the your spiritual growth, the things that pains you, what
if those things are actually helping you to keep going into the spiritual gym. Just think about that. Just think about that for a minute. You know, there are times when everything is moving so smoothly, when, oh my God, you're grateful, you have the maid, you got the car, you got everything, you're living your passion, and you are just feeling good. Oh my God, you got somebody in bed with you after 10 years of sleeping alone. You wake up in the morning, you look across, you're like, she's so beautiful. Oh my God. I feel complete. Oh, man, this brother is fine. And you're thinking, I want to call my girlfriend right now and tell him how cute he looks sleeping. And you lay down there looking at your newfound love, just looking and staring and giving thanks and being touched. And then you realize you got to go to work. Now you get up, rush in the shower, and just so happy. But you didn't even meditate. But a year ago, the time you spent looking at this new love, you would have been meditating, doing your spiritual work. Things are so good, you're just grateful. Don't do your spiritual work anymore. Don't meditate. I know I'm supposed to meditate, but, you know, I just get so busy, you know. When things are moving slow, we give excuses why we can't do our spiritual work. But when things are challenging, oh, we journal, we'll pray, we seek help, we go online and download stuff and go to YouTube and spiritual centers. We're trying to, what am I doing wrong? But when your life looks like it's right, unless you're completely committed to doing the spiritual work and not getting distracted by the external manifestation, there's tendencies to kind of fall and say, yeah, I know. I'd just be grateful driving down in the car. But you must attend. You can't have somebody go to the gym for you and hope that your muscles will be well-defined. It doesn't work. Well, but we are one. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. We're going through a lot. The energy on the planet is intense. There's some things we don't even have answers to. And I believe you can still have a fulfilling life, even without the answers that you're seeking. We can still choose to live life fully with all the challenges that we're going through. Take for a minute, or depending on your condition, your financial situation, or whatever the case may be, whatever you're moving through, health challenge, particularly, let's use America. I'm doing my air quotation signs, they say this is the leader, America is the leader of the world. They say this is the richest country in the world. It's just funny, humans. The things we do. Now, for those of us who live in America and we live in the richest country in the world, and a lot of people are feeling poor, and you got everything. You got the internet. You got all the material things that people in another country don't even know what it is. Now, don't get it twisted. I am clear that people are suffering in America, and the illusion, what happens when we buy into the illusion that America is the richest country in the world, I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but there's also an illusion that comes with that. It causes us to neglect those who really need our help. It creates this false sense of reality that because we live in the richest country in the world, and we must be, but if we're not, then that means something's wrong with us or the American dream. And the flip side for the economy is bad. coming together and talking about the economy's bad. If there's a disaster now somewhere in America and it's going to cost billions of dollars to repair the state or whatever it is, the money will come from somewhere. What am I saying? What I'm saying here is be careful what you feed your consciousness. Take time to do an inner inventory of who you really are. Take time to just see that really you don't even know what the next moment has in store for you. So no matter how challenging, it's okay to be mad, it's okay to be frustrated, it's okay to be angry, whatever. That's just part of being human. But there must be something. You must cultivate a consciousness where you know that even in my frustration, even in my pain, even in my, I don't know what the flip is going on, that there is something in you that's holding on to. If it's hope, hope is good enough. You've got to move beyond hope eventually. But if you just have a hope that it's got to be better, I'm having faith that this is good. I don't see it. I don't even feel it. But I'm just going to faith it until I make it. I'm not just going to fake it. I'm going to faith it. I'm going to hold on to a faith knowing, and if even if I don't feel strong in my faith, I'm going to read, I'm going to do the work, I'm going to demand that God show me the truth. And we get to experience, embrace the truth when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable. Spiritual vulnerability is consciously allowing yourself to be seen. Not the best part, not the good side, not the spiritual side. We all have defenses. I can be in an environment and it can be having a conversation that I know nothing about or not a lot about, and I can feel insecure because I don't know how to jump in the conversation. And I know there are times where I steer it towards a spiritual conversation because I feel strong in that. Because, you know, when it comes to life, doing life is challenging. But I have done enough work to understand the spiritual aspect of life. And the more I understand the spiritual principles, the easier it is for me to navigate this thing called life. And I have to be aware when I'm pulling out my strengths to overcompensate because I don't want to appear as being insecure. The great thing about being insecure, when you let people know that you're insecure, you give them opportunities to stand with you, stand by you, so you may feel your own security. What can I say? Life is not for wimps. And rather than focus on what is missing, you're still paying attention because what you think is missing, if you look at it through the eyes of God, through the eyes of love, through the eyes of acceptance, what you think is missing will point you in the direction of what you already have. It's okay to identify what's missing, but when you don't, when you evolve, when you get to a point where you can just, instead of looking at what is missing as a problem, Look at what is missing as an opportunity. Look at what is missing as a request to see what is already here. What do you have to offer? Offer your truth. Tell your story. Confess. Find somebody to tell the truth that, you know, I've been spending a lot of money on makeup. Man, I've been trying to prop myself up, look good, but inside I am crumbling. But the best makeup I had was that car out there. I haven't paid a car note in 3 months. And every morning when I wake up, I look out the window to see if it's still there. But I can't do this anymore. This house has always been what I wanted, and but I can't keep up with a mortgage. Or emotionally, I feel alone, I feel like I'm struggling, but I just need help. I need somebody to remind me that I'm okay. Of course, you find somebody who is grounded spiritually, someone who understands the adventures and the journey of life, someone who can hold you, who can raise you up. And sometimes it's not even about telling people what to do. Every moment is different, but it's about sometimes you just need somebody who can listen, somebody who can understand. But for you, just going through the moment of insecurity, it's just, you just want to give it voice. Just want to express it. You want to express it. You want to squeeze it out of you. Everybody got shit going on. That's what it is. Everybody got crap they're dealing with. Everybody. Now, it depends on how you respond to your crap. You can look at your crap and say, oh, my God, I got a lot of crap going on in my life. But wait, this pile of crap is trying to crack me open to my greatness. Oh, I'm getting ready for a shift. I don't think I can do it by myself. Well, let me call some people. Let me talk to a minister. Let me talk to a coach. Let me talk to a psychic. Let me talk to an astrologer. Let me call my best friend because they have a way of getting me back in check. Let me just make myself available to hear something new, to catch a new insight. Yes, 1:11, timestamp. And I'll say this as we get ready to take a break. You are enough. You are enough. You are perfect. You are complete. No matter how messy your life looks, it's okay. Pay attention. Be available for inspiration. Be available for insight. Michael Bernard Beckwith said, behind every problem is a question. Behind every question is an answer. Behind every answer is an action that needs to be taken. And behind every action that needs to be taken, there is a way of being that wants to be expressed. So whatever you're dealing with, ask a deeper question. The answer is right there. Usually the answer is the flip side of what you're looking at. And once you get the answer, step into action. And when you take action, you make room for a new way of being to be expressed. You become that place where God gets to represent itself on earth. That's the perfect marriage. Being a place and a space for God to be revealed, for love to be revealed, for good to be revealed, for life to be revealed. Life is not a problem to be solved. Trust me, I get it. There's a part of me that's saying, what you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? Because there's some parts of my life that I look and thinking, I just don't understand this. What is the solution? The solution is to embrace life, all of it. And when we embrace life, we realize it's not a problem to be solved. Life is a gift to express. You ready for dessert? That was the main course. Oh, yes, you are listening to that. I know, I'm a mess. Even I can't even stand my own self. It's like, dudes, really? Time for some dessert. Soul food for your consciousness. Ah, good Lord. Let's take a break and come back with Celeste for a moment. Now, before we do that, let me tell you some things. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Addie Radio Show. If you have any questions, you know, because it's one thing to listen. There's another another thing, I guess, to learn how to apply what you heard in your life. And I'll say this and leave it alone. Okay, so I need to check in about what I'm about to say. Yes, okay, good. You can't solve your problem with the same mindset that created it. Woo, Lord. 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad for your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disbelief and disagreements. Bring it. This is the House of Love. We are here to support you on your transformation journey. And we also invite you to share your love, to share your gratitude by donating to Life Conversations Radio. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, or go to the like pages, fan pages, Life Conversations Radio, or Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page. Go in there and click the donate and follow the instruction. Give back to where you're fed spiritually. You get to choose. We are going to take a break. We'll be back. And I'm hearing something. I'll figure it out once I take a break. Oh, I think there's something I need to do. Do y'all know what it is? Tell me. I just be still and listen.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, I like the messages given out on this network, too. It's just it's soul food for my consciousness. Anyway, to request a sponsorship package, the email address is radio@lifeconversationsradio.com, radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
That's right. Ah, there we go. Yeah, no matter what happens, even when you're doing a live show, you just learn to dance with it. Just dance with it. It's okay. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and here's a reminder. Okay, here we go. We got the lappy acting right now. Here's a little reminder for those who need to know. You're here for something great. You're here for something amazing, and careful what you're putting out there. Come on, Carly. Well, it's not Carly, really. It's this lappy not acting right. What's a lappy? It's a laptop. Actually, I don't know if it's a laptop or the studio. But anyway, ain't nobody got time for that. Come on, man. We need some inspiration. Carly Jackson.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 Cause there is no separation. Cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. Cause there is no separation, cause we are one.
There is no separation because we are one. That is the truth. Thank you, Carly Jackson. And we started the show, for those of you who came late, with Valerie Joy, Set Me Free. To find out more about Valerie, go to her website address, Valerie Joy. ValerieJOI.com, and you can find Carly Jackson on Facebook. reminding us that we are one. There is no separation. There's no separation from our good, from the prayer that we're seeking, from the miracle that we desire. We are one with it. We just have to choose to see differently, do the work, surrender. This month's theme is surrender to your greatness. And wherever you are is wherever you are. Don't judge it. And if you do, get over it. Because your judgment is not going to make it any better. But if you want to indulge yourself in some moments of judgment, have at it. But don't forget to bring yourself back home. And if that fails, turn to the Celestial One, Celeste Morgan. Celeste got just what you need. Hey, Celeste.
That's funny. Hey, Life Coach today. You are taking us deep sea diving today in a very loving way of really getting down to the nitty gritty about who we are and what are we being when life shows up. And I really appreciate how you're sharing and you're so transparent. It has me feeling kind of floaty in a good way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. We're in this together.
May I offer a full moon gift to the listeners?
Oh, this is your thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
No apologies needed. Do your thing. And then when you're done.
I'm not going to apologize. I'm good.
I know that's right.
But I do like embarrassing you a little bit, so maybe I should apologize for that. I do.
Well, you know we're one.
Indeed. And it's every once in a while, it's fun to have the earth shake. So let's throw out some amazing compliments.
No, that one.
I know. I'm going to walk away. But I want to tell you beautiful people, Denise, Yvette, Glenn Gooch over there, Peacemaker, our guests, Electra, Lapis, and Vicky Lady, and our beautiful people on the phone line, some that I know and some that I don't know, but I think I see a dancing queen over there from Canada. What I wanted to tell you guys is, if you're regular listeners of the show, we're tapping into a harvest full moon tomorrow. I want to show you some seeds you've already received real quick with the themes of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Isn't that amazing? So you can go back in the archive, and while we're in this mist of gathering our crops, I want you to see the roads where you have been and some medicine you've been taking in. Okay, so in January, the first theme was release your inner splendor. February, we learned how to loving what is. March, spiritual awakening. April, listening to your inner voice. May, multiplying the consciousness of truth. June, opening to more love. July, love is freedom. And in August, we worked on living your soul's intention, so we have no other choice on a harvest moon but to surrender to our mutual greatness. And those are the seeds on which you get to pull your crops tomorrow and release what's not serving you, so that you can make sure the fruit of the Spirit is showing up in you. And I wanted to offer that gift to the family. Great work, Life Coach today.
Great work, Celeste Morgan. We're doing it together.
Indeed. So let me get to the celestial moment, because I know you have more to share, and I'm looking forward to the download.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, and we have questions. You saw that too, right?
Yep.
All right, that's just the teaser. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day equals 6, so if it just happens to be your birthday today, this is the number that you are going to be learning from all year. 6 is the number where we are collectively experiencing it, because 2013 equals 6. So we're all impacted by this cosmic mother year. 6 is the peace lover. It's a loving, stable, harmonious vibration, and it is ruled by Venus. 6 is also the lovers in tarot, and the lovers are connected to Gemini astrologically. Our 6th chakra is our 3rd eye chakra and awakens our gift of intuition, when it is balance. The sixth letter of the alphabet is F, and words like feminine, fabulous, and faith connect us to the magical power six. Now today we're going to put the spotlight on the bat. The bat's number is not six, it's actually 42. But when you add 4 plus 2, you get 6. So here we go. Sacred bat flew to me from the darkness of the cave, womb-like reflections, answers it gave. Birth, death, rebirth, cycles of the whole, never ending, just eclipsed the journey of the soul. The bat is often misunderstood, and we fail to see the gift of this animal who hangs upside down and lives in dark caves. Upside down is a reminder of how we enter the world as newborn babies in caves, connect us to the mother's womb. We grow in the darkness. We often fear what we don't understand, but the bat's medicine connects us to rebirth. Bats teach us how to confront our fears of death, allowing us to be reborn, our old identities removed so that true growth and expansion can take place. Bat flying into your life signifies that transformation of the ego self is about to occur, and the end of a way of life and the start of another is a lot easier when we simply allow the changes and embrace them. Or we can be forced to endure stillbirths of our dream through stagnation. The choice is always yours, but remember that all is well. And that's the story of number 6, told through our friend, the Bat of the Medicine Cards. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Are you trying to tell us we create our own reality?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? All right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm going
to
try it. Hey, I'm going to try. If it doesn't work, I'm coming to get you.
Well, I'll be in the same cave as you.
I know, that's right. It's like, man, I listened to you too. You said the same thing. No, but you said it last. No, you said it first. Yes, we do. All that we are going through and growing through is to help us squeeze out the best in us. So why not surrender to your greatness?
Indeed.
All right. Thank you, Celeste.
Oh, you're welcome. And I love you too, Donna. Thank you for that message. Sorry to put you on blast. But love needs to be shared.
She's sharing messages and behind the scenes, passing notes.
Love needs to stop.
Put on blast.
I had to share that. I sure did. Donna can handle it.
Yeah, she be trying to hide. We'll put her on blast.
Dancing
anyway, let's
queen.
Do some questions.
Okay, I'm done. You ready? Abba almost escaped me. Wow. Okay. All right. Ooh. Somebody's trying to get in your business, life coach, today. Are you ready for this question?
They're trying to give me some business. It better be some big business, because I'm all about big business.
Well, they're trying to get in your business. Here we go.
Oh, get in my business? If you know what's good for you, better step my business, because my business keeps me awake at night.
Bridget.
Stay out of it.
Bridget.
Deal with yours.
Here's your question, girl. Get ready for the answer. I noticed that the men get it. Are you ready for this? Let me get you. Come here.
Yeah, let's do it. Is that today's question or that's another question?
No, this
I
is
got
question.
I got water in my cheek. Oh.
Okay,
go ahead.
We're ready for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Life Coach today, I noticed that the men yesterday appreciated the cheating article, but we didn't get to hear how they felt about their love interest being engaged with multiple partners. I know you can't speak for all men, but I wonder if you could provide some insight from a male perspective about how the hunter really feels about sharing his food. Bridget.
I love that, how the hunter feels about sharing his food. Well, what a hunter does is hunt. So if he has a lot of food, he's got to share it. You said, Bridget, where is it? What'd you say about something they didn't share something? Where is that? What did you say, Celeste? But we didn't get to hear how they felt about their love interest being engaged with multiple partners. Well, now, Bridget, the first question I'm going to ask you is, did you listen to the archive or did you listen live? So be careful how you answer now.
either way, they've all, well, actually, no, maybe we didn't do it yesterday, but maybe last week. You know a way of reaching them. And if you were listening live, we gave out phone numbers for you to call in. We gave out like pages to post your question. There's a chat room. Ain't nobody care about you saying, we noticed they didn't give out. You didn't ask. They can't give you what you didn't ask. Life is not going to give you what you didn't ask for. Okay, so that's that.
Wow.
That's a spiritually defensive answer.
Really? You'd like so today?
But really.
They'll be back next month, y'all.
No, forget spiritually defensive answer. But it's true. And this goes across the board. We'd say, but we didn't get to hear how they felt about it. Well, you didn't get to hear maybe because you didn't ask about it. And in life, what are the things you're not hearing that you need to do, Pajama? I'm not going hard on you. I'm just kind of adding it to today's topic, soul food for your consciousness, that we say what we didn't get to see or what they didn't do, what they should have done, but what did you contribute to it? Okay, let me get off that. Bridget's going to be mad at me now. Like, I ain't listening to that fool anymore. Anyway. I don't do none of that. I know you can't speak for all men, but I wonder if you could provide some insight from a male perspective about how Hunter really feels about sharing his food. I said it. If you're talking about hunters and food, yeah, Hunter hunts. And they want to share because they've got abundance of stuff. Now, if you're talking about men sharing their partner, some people don't like it and some people like it. Because they understand that open relationship works for them. And some people might say they like it, but when it really happens, other things are triggered. So, you know, I want to say, what's the real question? Because here's the thing. If I tell you, if I just say, okay, from a man's perspective, no man likes his woman, or depends if it's same sex, no man likes his man being shared by somebody else, that's not true. That is not true. That's why people have favorite restaurants, many, or different kind of food. It's just a way of life. It's human nature. What is important in the message we were talking about, because even the article was more, it's more than cheating. It's about open relationship. It's about radical truth telling. So if you're in a relationship and you're not into you, it doesn't work for you to have an open relationship, and your partner is suggesting it, then you need to have a real conversation. That's really what it started with, cheating, but the essence of it's about radical truth telling. So if the food, to use your analogy, if the food that is being shared is upsetting the hunter, then the hunter needs to speak up. The truth will set you free. If you read the article or anybody else, what is it, my ambivalence about cheating is on my wall, go read it. I mean, Monique Ruffins, my friend, she wrote it, and she said, you know, she shared an experience that when there was a time she was studying for her master's, she was married, and there was another student, and she found that she was attracted to him and really just started to see him in a sexual way. And she told her husband about that, and the husband said, you better fix it. Don't ever bring that up again. She was hoping they'll be able to have a conversation around it. And, of course, yeah, those kind of conversations are not easy to have. But when we don't want to hear what people have to say when they're sharing their truth, it causes us to hide from one another. Relationship is easy. I'm talking about romantic relationships. Relationships, period. You know, but romantic relationship, it will kick your behind. So it's really about asking yourself, what do you want? What do you want? And how committed are you to telling the truth for yourself, for your own soul salvation? And that's the shift that is happening. The vibration of the planet is speeding up, and we can do things the way we used to do it. If open relationship works for folks, fine. Here's an example. Celeste and I talked about this twice, and I wasn't thinking about this. See, people can say they're for something on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, or whatever. Oh, yeah, I like that. That's the truth. But when you are really, really, when you are experiencing it, it brings up something else you didn't even know lived in you. So I was watching, there's this
drama series called Life. It's canceled now, so I was been watching it on Netflix. And short story, so Gabrielle Union is one of the guest actors, and I didn't know she was going to be there. I'm like, oh, look at her. But there was a part in the movie where she was playing like a detective, and she was sitting in the restroom with her partner, detective partner, and she was eating breakfast and just smacking and biting on the bacon. And I mean, the partner was just looking at her like, really? But the way she was eating her breakfast would be considered generally unladylike. I mean, she wasn't gross, but it was to me like she was eating and didn't care about what people thought about it. She wasn't thinking about her food. She was just chowing down on the food. And I looked at her, I said, wow, there's something about that that's kind of cute. You know, she wasn't really worried about how people, you know, there was something about that was attractive. But then later I started thinking about it. I said, you know, the things that we say, because if my woman was eating like that and chowing down like that, I won't find it attractive. And I saw how the mind plays game. You know, they say the same things that make you cry make you laugh, or the same thing that makes you laugh makes you cry. Now, when we watch something in a distance, when we watch something on television, we're like, oh, yeah, baby, you better tell the truth. Oh, yeah, that was really nice. Oh, you know, we when it's not connected to us, we respond to it differently. But if we can allow ourselves to bring it closer and say, okay, well, sometimes we can still feel the same way. But sometimes it's like, no, I wouldn't want somebody that I'm with to be doing that. It's fine when they do it on television. It's fine when they're doing it with their friends, but don't bring that home. So the whole thing about open relationship, if it doesn't work for you, don't do it. But tell your truth. That whole thing about the vows in sickness and in health till death do you pass, it's not true. It's not human. It's not fluid enough. Relationship is not rigid. Relationship ebbs and flows, and I remember someone said to me that sometimes they don't like their wife, but they're not going to leave their wife because no. They actually said, sometimes I don't love my wife, but that doesn't mean I'm going to leave her. I have other thoughts about it. Really? What? But anyway, it's about finding what works for you. That's it. So anyway, thank you, Jet, for triggering all of that. But the brothers are coming. The brothers are coming back, and you can ask them. We don't know what they yet and what they feel about that, so they can speak for themselves. But you know. Anyway, next question, please.
Okay, this is from Lynn. Dear Life Coach Today, there is an article on Facebook that a man killed someone for making a comment on his girlfriend's wall. How do we explore attractiveness and chemistry without others getting hurt? What do you think the mindset is for people who get pushed this far emotionally, Lynn?
I don't even know how to answer that one. Because the other part, how do we explore attractiveness and chemistry without others getting hurt? I'm stuck with the man killing his girlfriend.
No, not his girlfriend, the man who made the comment on his girlfriend's wall.
Oh! Damn. And either way. What do you think the mindset is for people who get pushed this far?
Emotionally.
Well, sick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can answer that. I mean, I can, but I'm still stuck in that idea that you would kill another human being, that you would kill another man because someone made a comment. What are you doing? That's what happens when you're disconnected. That's what happens when you don't know who the flip you are. That's what happens when you think you own somebody. That's what happens when you are lost. And in order to kill another human being, you better believe that you're dead already. You've killed your own self. I mean, I can't even talk about how do you explore attractiveness and chemistry without others getting hurt? I'll answer that since you asked. Same thing. It's about having
conversations, as Monik puts it, radical truth telling. And if you're in a relationship, learn to speak your truth at the beginning. Preferably when you send your representative to go have a date with someone. Because when we have meeting somebody, we usually have our representative go ahead of us and put on all this stuff. And we're told, well, you know, because telling the truth doesn't mean you tell somebody your whole life, but just tell the truth. Tell the truth about what you like. Tell the truth about what you want about a relationship. Tell the truth about if you've seen other people. Tell the truth. And not just telling the truth. Tell the truth and hear the truth. Listen to the truth. If you're desperate for somebody to be in your life, spend time to listen to guidance. Before you say yes to going out on a date, before you say yes to being in a relationship with somebody, ask the God in you. Before you even go down the line, is this somebody I should really start talking to about relationship? There is a part of you that knows it all. If you want to gamble, you can do that too. But clearly, coming back to the whole thing about somebody killing another guy, or someone else, there's other things that are going on. And in a society where people are not fed spiritually, where people are not feeding their soul, power goes crazy. We see it. Everything that's happening in the world that we don't like, the war, famine, greed, and the even the pharmaceutical companies, some of the things they're doing, and you're like, what? This is people's life we're talking about. They're doing it because people's soul is not dead. People see that, you know, money becomes God. Success becomes a drug. Ownership and possession becomes ways how people used to identify themselves. And what you're searching for, what you want out of life, where you're what you're focused on, says a lot about you. So, yeah, clearly there's some other stuff going on in the relationship. But how do you explore attractiveness and chemistry without others getting hurt? You can't stop others from getting hurt. And it's part of life. But when you're in a relationship with somebody and they get hurt, are you willing to talk about it? Are you willing to invest in the healing? Are you willing to feel, deal, and heal? Mm. We can't stop ourselves from hurting. We can decide if we want to prolong the hurt, and we definitely don't have power if the things that you do. Sometimes people do things. Yeah, I said it because I want to hurt their feelings. Well, you have that kind of power. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the person gets to choose if they're going to be hurt by what you said. And even if they say, I wasn't making a choice, that was just hurtful, there's something in there that needs to be looked at. It's part of being human. So instead of without getting other people hurt, just when it happens, let's invite compassion. Let's invite understanding. Let's invite healing. Let's set the intention to see differently. And then we're all set free. So, there you have it, Lynn.
You
want to
go question. To the third one? All right.
I want to do what?
I was asking if you want to go to the third one because it feels like it's a good release for your show. It's time. It's doing what time does. So. Here's the last question from Samantha. If I'm going through a tough time, how am I supposed to still see God in it? I feel like a bad truth student when I feel fear. How can I overcome that feeling? Samantha.
Well, if I'm going through a tough time, how am I supposed to see God in it? By seeing God in it. If you're thirsty, you see water. You may not have a glass of water next to you, but you see water. You're going through a tough time. You know you need help. Your help comes from the Lord. You know, what just happened? Okay. Where does my help come from? I'm coming back to you, Samantha. I think my browser just crashed. Yeah, my browser just crashed.
I put God in it because I know it's going to be all right. But anyway, how do you see God in it? You make a choice. You make a choice. Now, when you go down the line is, I'm having a tough time. I feel like a bad truth student. Stop it. Get over it. I mean, what's a bad truth student? And who is taking the grade? Who is judging you? You're judging you. That's mental masturbation, you know, just trying to get yourself excited for no reason. Because the thing about the egoic mind is the ego is always looking to take credit. So if the ego can't take credit for your success, it will take credit for your failure. So when you're already having a tough time, you make it even more tough. But then I'm a bad, true student. Fear is part of human existence. When you recognize the fear, like now I can't open my browser for some reason. I got to see God in this. Come on, I'm back. When you recognize the fear, just recognize the fear. There is something coming up. There's something, you know, you can just sit with the fear. You're feeling fear, what do? Just sit with it. What do I need to see here? What am I afraid of? What wants to be birthed? It's about asking deeper questions. And the fact that you're feeling the fear and you recognize you're feeling the fear tells me if we want to do the good or bad student, you're a good student because you recognize it as opposed to blame other people. So feel the fear and do whatever you need to do anyway. Feel the fear and know that God is in the midst of your fear. Feel the fear and look at what needs to be let go of. What do you need to forgive? Who do you need to forgive? Feel the fear and tell the truth. Feel the fear and keep moving. Feel the fear and let go of, I'm a bad truth student. Okay, now what? How do you see God in it? Who and what is God for you? Because if you feel in fear, does that mean God is not present? I don't even understand what's going on. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here. Celeste, are you still there, right? Yeah, I can hear you. Celeste?
I'm right here.
Okay, good. I was feeling the fear right there. Oh, my God. Because the studio, oh, there it is. It finally came back.
Yay.
You know, it's real simple. Was it Samantha? It's okay to feel fear. Fear keeps us awake. Fear wake us up. Fear will wake you up. Such
sure
as from
will.
Sleeping. One of the things that I don't know if I've learned to do or I just noticed I've been doing, because I don't know if it was a conscious thought, is when I feel fear, if something is happening that feels confronting, and I feel nervous, I actually allow those things to point me back to God, to point me back to good, to point me back deeper and say, to ask myself, what is going on here? What do I need to see? And by doing that, he takes my attention off worrying and the doom and gloom. So when you're going through a good time, when you're going through a tough time, understand the good is around the corner. Well, see God in it, and it's you gotta ask yourself, what is the definition of God? Who and what is God to you? Because just because somebody's suffocating or, you know, they can't breathe doesn't mean there isn't air. You know, when people hold their breath, air is still around them. God is. So just drop the judgment. Start there. And overcome the feeling by paying attention to it. And let the fear inspire you to keep moving forward. What are you afraid of? And for the most part, if you walk in the direction of what you're afraid of, if there's something coming up that you don't want to face, and you walk in that direction, once you take action, some kind of action, you will be liberated. You will find that it's not as difficult a challenge as you thought. you get to know yourself differently. I think that's it.
Great job. Don't forget to let them know about your new show that's coming up.
Oh, my new show. I'm nervous. How are you going to do that?
The sound of soul.
Well, yes, I'm doing a new, hosting a new show, music show. That's going to be such a challenge because I get stimulated, inspired by music, and not to end up doing another Ask Life Coach at a radio show while doing a music show. But I'm sure it'll work itself out on 12radio.com,
mm-hmm.
the home of Mark Victor Hansen, Mark Hassan. Mm-hmm. The date now that I'm looking at, I think the first show is going to be October 5th. I don't know the time yet. Mark and I are still talking. I don't know the day yet, but we'll be playing some of the music we can't legally play on Blog Talk Radio. Woo! What does he mean by that? Well, Google it. You know, everybody gets to choose what they do. Anyway, let me leave that alone. Yeah, Obatala said you got to live by truth and justice. And I say yes. I do curve the truth every now and then. I don't always bend the truth, but I curve it just a little. But I don't curve the truth without checking in. That's a whole different conversation I'm having with myself. But yes, a music show playing songs that inspire you to bring out the best in humanity. You know, the songs where the artists are begging and talking about I can't live without you. Yes, all of that. Neediness is fine. Abandonment is fine. Loneliness is fine. It's part of the human experience. But when your soul sings, when you allow your soul to speak to you through other people, you realize that we are all in this together and we're all going through stuff. And we can just relax. Time to be so spiritual. So anyway, we'll keep you informed. Next week, the 23rd, right? The 23rd, right?
Yes.
Monday, which is next Monday. Deva Pramal and Mitern and Deva's husband and Ricky Byers Beckwith will be here talking about their music, talking about Raj, talking about all good stuff. And tomorrow is Thursday, right? Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday. Yes. Unless this is a rebroadcast, tomorrow might not be Thursday. But I will edit this part out if I rerun it again. Because I'm just a perfectionist. Perfectionist like that. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, join Ambassador Farah for the play experience where she asks you, encourages you to play with yourself, to purposely love and appreciate you, to passionately, because you got to do that passion thing purposely. You got to be serious about why you're here. You got to spend time to love yourself, appreciate yourself. And if you don't know how, you need some help. And even if you know how, join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, on lifeconversationsradio.com. And on Sunday, the Celestial One, Celeste Morgan, she takes you into the celestial realm with numbers and music. And you never know what she's going to say. She's like, oh, guess what I just thought of? I just had a flash. I see Archangel Michael. So make sure you join Celeste on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm hearing a song. Let me go.
Why don't you go get some healing in the park? Don't forget that on Sunday.
Well, actually, you're right. Thank you very much. There's healing, holistic healing in the park.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be there. I won't be there, actually. This holistic healer has another agenda to play with some children. I'm going to play with some young boys. Oh, that don't sound too good. Let me clean that up. I'm going to be spending time with some children, some young people, age, 4 and 5? Well, around that age, but anyway. Ooh, I'm going to be in trouble. Yes, I can hear it. But yes. But anyway, I'm going to be with some young children. See, it's hard if a guy says, I'm going to be playing with some young boys. we have a different way of listening to it. If a woman say, we're like, oh, I'm going to be playing with some young boys and some children, that okay. But if a boy say, oh, my God. See, we got our mind needs cleaning now. I remember when I was working at a daycare, they used to tell us that that male, I understand it, male students, male teachers could not change diapers. And I kind of understood it, but then I thought, you know what? That is fine by me. Because I don't poop. Yes, I said it. Yes.
Really?
But anyway, different conversation. Well, it's a whole different conversation. As we take the show to the drop to the... at the end, we got to go. You got me all walking. How do we even get to talking about that? Maybe we'll talk about the power of the unconscious mind next week.
Okay.
So anyway, Celeste.
That will be on Tuesday because you'll be solo then. All right.
All right. Thank you. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. Be truth to yourself. Be true to yourself and be loved. And may your journey be blessed. May you know who you really are. I will be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, and check out Within Radio, 7 p.m. No, 8 p.m.? I don't know. It's time to go. Some of you will get to hear part of this song, and some of you won't. Or some of you will hear the rest. Agape Choir, blessed always. I love you so much. I'm out, and I'm in. See you on Monday. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.